The Iran nuclear deal is the defining story of this Monday morning, and it is genuinely fragile. Let's set the table. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Switzerland leading the negotiations, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio has maintained near-total silence on the substance. That's an unusual arrangement, and it's worth asking why Rubio, who spent years calling Iran an existential threat and arguing for regime change, is staying on the sidelines while Vance fronts this.
The short answer is probably that Vance is seen as more trusted internally by Trump to manage the deal-making optics, while Rubio's hawkish history would create messaging problems. But here's what's actually on the table. A memorandum of understanding that critics, including some of Trump's own Republican allies, are already calling a surrender document and flimsy. UN Ambassador Mike Waltz went on CBS Sunday to defend it, saying the administration is laser-focused on ending Iran's nuclear program. But he didn't provide many specifics about verification mechanisms, which is the detail that killed the original JCPOA under Trump's first term.
And Iran's own president, Masoud Pezeshkian, is publicly declaring that the deal principally benefits Tehran, which is a somewhat remarkable thing to say out loud if you're trying to help the deal survive domestic opposition in Washington. On top of that, Khamenei's top advisor is warning of an energy shutdown if the deal stalls, meaning Iran is simultaneously taking credit for winning and threatening to blow up the negotiations if they don't get more. That's a negotiating posture, but it's a revealing one.
The oil market reaction tells you a lot about where traders think this is headed. Iranian light crude is now being offered at discounts of up to $5 a barrel below Brent, according to Bloomberg. That means sellers are scrambling to move Iranian oil through the Strait of Hormuz while the window is open, because nobody is confident this deal survives the next few weeks. The tanker traffic through Hormuz has surged noticeably since the preliminary agreement.
But here's the political tension that could undo everything. Senator Lindsey Graham went on television Sunday and explicitly predicted the deal will collapse. He didn't just express skepticism. He warned that the U.S. would, in his words, annihilate Iran if diplomacy fails. Graham has been a reliable barometer of hawkish Republican sentiment, and if he's already drafting the obituary for this deal, that signals significant caucus pressure on Trump from within his own party.
Meanwhile, Trump himself is simultaneously defending the deal against Obama and GOP critics, while also threatening to resume military strikes on Iran over Hezbollah activity in Lebanon. That's not a negotiating contradiction. It's Trump's characteristic dual-track approach, keeping maximum pressure while dangling the carrot of sanctions relief. The $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds set for release is real money for Tehran, and that's what's keeping them at the table despite Khamenei's advisor making threats.
What this does to U.S. futures markets is instructive. We're seeing S&P futures up modestly. The contract was trading around 7,561 this morning, but the underlying anxiety about Hormuz is keeping a ceiling on enthusiasm. Iran's oil minister called the energy sector the key test for the deal, meaning if oil export restrictions aren't substantially lifted, Tehran will walk. That puts the U.S. in a bind. Lift sanctions enough to satisfy Iran, and you face political backlash domestically. Keep enough restrictions to satisfy hawks, and Iran leaves.
Israel is adding another layer of complexity. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir publicly rejected any Lebanon ceasefire ahead of Washington talks this week. Israel's far-right coalition partners have historically been able to veto diplomatic progress that constrains Israeli military freedom, and Ben-Gvir's rejection signals that even if Vance gets something on paper in Switzerland, implementation through the region will be contested at every step.
The bottom line on Iran this morning: we have a preliminary deal that Iran is claiming it won, that Republican hawks are already declaring dead, that the Israelis are complicating through Lebanon, and that oil markets are treating as temporary at best. The next 2 weeks will determine whether this becomes a durable framework or joins the long list of Middle East near misses.